Hey yo.
Hi guys.
Hey yo.
We have the washing machine going and we're in the laundry room sitting down.
Yeah.
So
guys,
I need to take this off my chest.
Period.
My I'm tired. Again. Period. Oh, welcome back to Tea Time with Savanyas.
We're back again.
Anyways, so this thing is provoking me.
Yes, auntie, speak your truth.
Yo, what is wrong with parents?
Yes. Question mark, question mark, question mark.
What is wrong with parents? So, your daughter, let me give you a scenario. So, your daughter calls you and tells you, I've missed my period. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that comes to your head is pregnancy.
She's pregnant.
Is she pregnant?
She's for only girl. She's pregnant. She's carrying a baby.
Fine. Okay. But then you don't even go about, okay, so why did you miss your period?
Exactly.
Are you okay?
Exactly.
How are you taking it?
Yeah.
How is it affecting your mental health? Mm-hmm. Are you doing good? How are you, really, how are you coping with it?
You understand.
Okay. So now, what do I want to say, Sophia? Help me out here.
Yeah, yeah, no, because we turn, we angry, we annoyed. Let me say the irritating part of it. As we all know, Nigerian parents do not create an environment that's conducive for talking actually about, even if you have missed your period, even if you have been having consensual sex with a partner, there's no comfort in that. You can't even actually talk to them about it. It's not a conversation to be had. Okay, let's say me, Saf has missed my period and I bring it to my mom. Maybe she's the closest friend to me, as it usually is. The first thing is, are you pregnant? Not even if I was, like, my problem is, that's it. The shame that comes with, are you pregnant?
Yes.
It's not that. How are you pregnant?
Who was it? Was it consensual?
Was it consensual?
Is the nigga in your life?
Is the nigga in your life?
Do you have any underlining sexual condition?
What's happening?
What is going on?
Like, there is no comfort. There is no that. I understand the anxiety and the stress,
worry.
But what I do not understand is the main point of pressure, the main point of grief is not the fact that necessarily you are disappointed, but what the society is going to say about your girl child
being pregnant
with our marriage, quote unquote. And I am tired.
My tired is tired.
Honestly,
I don't get it.
I don't understand, because we as Nigerian girls are going through enough as it is. And me, what's upsetting me is our parents are educated, right? Our parents are well enlightened.
They're woke, in quotes.
You know, we're working with them every day to better marginalize them. So our society and the youth and everything. But we're still going through simple stress from them.
Unnecessary stress. Stress that could be avoided.
Exactly. You get one and two could be. And then there's no need for shouting. You all know Nigerian moms and shouting are like 5 and 6. There is no conversation till that shouting has been done. Gone. And I'm tired. Like, why though? Because if there's going to be a conducive enough environment for your child to come straight to you when there is a problem, there needs to be that smooth sailing.
Then later on, if you're going to scold your child, you can scold them.
But not at that moment
when they're trying to come to terms with the situation,
yeah. Auntie. You're out there trying to, you know, break them down already. So when I say is when there's a next time and there's a problem arising, basically if your child is not coming to you,
they're going to try as much as they can to hide it.
Period.
We're talking about even the guy child.
Exactly.
The male child where most of y'all,
what are your names?
Steal cars. You steal your parents' cars to go see a babe. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, auntie.
So you take the car. Now, God forbid you take the car and you crash.
Mm-hmm.
You crash. And something happens to you. The first thing that comes to the child is, oh my God, my parents are going
to
kill me.
Period.
It's not, oh, am I okay?
Yes.
Did I hit anyone? Did I damage any property?
Period.
Did I damage myself?
You know?
Am I okay?
So, what I'm trying to say is, Nigerian parents, y'all need to do better. Y'all need to wake up. Y'all need to do better, because I am sick and tired. I feel like a lot of Nigerian youths are going through enough. But, oh my God, we can't go through depression because life has not knocked us and killed us like it has done y'all.
Yo, yeah.
So sorry, I'm so sorry that me too, I get to be depressed. I'm so sorry that I get to have a little bit of anxiety too. I'm so sorry that I've gone through things with my little age.
With my little age. That's a different topic entirely. Don't get me started. You can't have a simple conversation where you go, oh, I'm upset. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. Oh, the first thing that comes to them is, why are you depressed? At this young age. I have a life.
I'm sorry. You understand, like, it's stressful and it's emotionally draining. We are not, and I quote, and I say, and I stand on, we are not going to bring another generation like this.
I hope so.
And that's why we are screaming it at the top of our lungs, literally.
Y'all need to change. We can't change our parents, yeah?
Exactly. But you know, and we're going to teach them as much as we can, but we need to learn. Yeah. And then we need to enlighten them as much as we can.
They need to understand.
They need to be enlightened. They need to stop. Yeah, because guys, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired as well.
Shout out to my laundry right now washing, and shout out to my nigga on the phone.